It was a gruesome scene inside the Litoral Penitentiary in Ecuador's largest city, Guayaquil. Police confirmed they'd found more than 100 bodies of inmates, six of them beheaded. At least 50 were injured, two of them police officers. While desperate relatives surrounded the prison outside, President Guillermo Lasso met with his security council and declared a state of emergency in the country's entire penitentiary system.
We want justice, Mr. President. At least show your face for all the mothers who suffer here for our children.
We want information because we don't know anything about our families or our children, because I have a son here. I don't know anything about my son.
Inside the prison, there were machine guns, explosives, knives, a full arsenal, as two rival drug gangs, the Los Lobos and Los Choneros, fought it out. The riots began Tuesday, but they weren't the first. At least 220 people have died behind bars this year in two separate prison riots in Ecuador. In the first, at least 80 men died in rioting in three different prisons. 2 months ago, another riot prompted President Guillermo Lasso to also declare a state of emergency in the prison system. But the fragile truce didn't last long. Ecuador's prisons are understaffed, overcrowded, and full of rival gangs armed to the teeth. The former director of military intelligence says that the gangs work for Mexico's two top rival drug cartels, and that this latest massacre illustrates just how far organized crime has penetrated the prison structure. President Lasso promises to carry out a full inquiry and respect the human rights of all those involved. But defusing the country's prison powder keg will clearly require much, much more. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.